And last week was a big week. It kicked off the appropriations process here in D.C. And on the House side, we had them moving forward an energy and water bill, which funds the Army Corps, who implements the Clean Water Act. And that House bill contained a rider to defund WOTUS, and that moved through the appropriations process and got through the committee, which was great news for us. However, on the Senate side, they decided to take a different process there, and they moved forward a clean bill that had no controversial policy rider, so there was no WOTUS provision in there. However, Senator from North Dakota, Senator Hovind, introduced an amendment on the floor of the Senate, and it needed 60 votes to get that WOTUS defunding rider into the bill. Unfortunately, they came up 4 votes shy of that 60-vote threshold, so the amendment ultimately failed, so there is no WOTUS rider in the Senate version of the Energy and Water Bill. There is still strong opposition to the WOTUS rule in Congress. Just last week, we had the House of Representatives issue a letter to the EPA that had 145 members of the U.S. House of Representatives signed onto that. And that letter was calling for an investigation into EPA's funding of a billboard campaign out in Washington State that was an anti-farmer PR campaign. So there is still broad support. Additionally, this week, the Senate Subcommittee on Entrepreneurship and Small Business is holding a hearing on WOTUS. So just the fact that the Hovind Amendment came up just shy, the pressure is still on, and Congress is continuing to push for answers on this issue.
And while there was a slight setback in the courts last week, Yeager says litigation efforts against the EPA's WOTUS rule also continue.
So the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals denied our petition for a rehearing en banc. This means the case will still move forward. It's going to move forward in all likelihood in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. We're currently discussing internally what are our next steps forward. Our strong belief is that that was wrongly decided and that the cases should start at the district court level. So one option for us may be to appeal that jurisdictional decision up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Or we may just move forward and brief the case on the merits in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which may not necessarily be a bad thing, because if you recall, the Sixth Circuit is the court that issued the nationwide stay of the rule. And in doing that, they mentioned that there were some procedural and substantive flaws in the rule. So that may not be all that bad. Our preferred venue is Texas and the Southern District Court, but the Sixth Circuit may be a good alternative. Regardless, we're still going to continue to fight the rule in the courts in order to get certainty and clarity for our members.